Andrew, commiserations on the final. It was just one of those things, a couple of mistakes. It's such a close grand final in the first half. A couple of the drop balls in your own 22.
I suppose our error rate in the first half was the thing that put us on our heels, and then we had to play a little bit of catch-up. But, yeah, I mean, at half-time, we certainly weren't out of it. It was only 7 points in. It was converted try, so we had a good chat. We knew we could get over the stripe, but anyway, it didn't happen in the end.
Tim O'Brien was on fire in the first half with O'Brien. Also, they just plowed straight through the middle of the ruck. It was unreal. Like, Matty Twog was great at having those sniping runs, and he got away with a few of them, and they turned into point-scoring opportunities. But what was the message at half-time? As you said, just keep things up by positive and we can take these guys down?
Yeah, well, we've had very little ball, so and we tackled our backsides off too, so we didn't start well for some reason. I don't know why, but anyway, and to their credit, they did. So there was no panic. It was a matter of getting back to some of our structures. We weren't playing the right pattern. That was the wrong thing. We were playing continuous, and we shouldn't have. Yeah. Continuous one way. So we made some changes there and a few other bits and pieces. But I definitely thought we could get back in the game and win it. There was never any doubt amongst the players about that one.
Some of the improvements this year, you've been able to bring some fantastic players through that are young. Well, your seconds lost the grand final. All those blokes are pretty much under the age of 23, except for Robin. That gives you a great foundation to move forward and be successful not only this year, but for the next 4 or 5 years.
We've got in place a fairly intense junior program, so we always pride ourselves. That's where we put all our energy. Seeing there is the rewards for putting in the hard work, you know, 3 and 4 years ago. So a lot of those 16s, 18s that come through in grade that we don't lose to Sydney, you know, we've still got them here. So yeah, you're right. There's guys in that second grade side. They're very young. It's almost like a cult side, like you said. But future's looking good for the club. You know, it's a matter of just. Matter of just keeping our programs in place, recruiting, and keeping the kids engaged and involved.
What about yourself? We talked about a couple of weeks ago about your experiences this year of being a first grade coach. Now that you've been through the dreadful pain of actually losing a grand final, how have you looked back? Just still in the heat of losing the grand final, or is there time for reflection later and just look forward to again building for next year? And is there an enjoyment after all the dreadful pain? Because I think one of the great things about the club is you've been able to engage people like, you know, Justine McCarthy, that brings an extra edge to the club, that makes sure your club has players that should be out for 4 weeks playing, you know, the next week. And also Kelvin does such a great job off the field as well, and all the trainers and all the volunteers as well.
Yeah, no, well, starting with the executive, it's a great club to work in. We've got a lot of senior guys that, you know, that are in the coaching and management roles. Like I said before, our biggest focus is on our junior program because they're the future of the club. Reflecting on losing, well, you know, I've won and I've lost. I mean, I know what it's like. I mean, you know, you move on. But and the main thing, I suppose, as a coach is you've got to learn from what happened, transpired today. And hopefully I'll get a chance to have a look at the video. And maybe put a few things in place for next year. But finishing, Narrabri, to their credit, I mean, they were the better side on the day. I mean, they started well, they played like we thought they would, but they played probably with a little bit more intensity than we did, and their error rate was lower. So, you know, I thought we had them, but we just didn't get them in the end.
Finally, of course, we've got Tier 1 and Tier 2. We talked a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago, but do you think we should go back to the full home and away and just think, well...
Oh, that's a difficult one. I mean, really, the clubs have voted on that, and they bought into a two-year program, so this is year one of the two-year program. So I'm hoping that those particular clubs can reflect on what happened this year and build next year. The aim was to help those clubs that were struggling to get back on their feet. So now the downside of that in one way is the fact that we've got to come out and bash each other every week at the top end of the, you know, tier one. And I mean, I tried that in Sydney about 3 or 4 years ago and it lasted 1 year because the acute injury toll went through the roof. So anyway, and we've suffered as well along with all the other clubs, but you know, I think we probably need to give it another 12 months and then do an independent review that should be done outside of Central North. So excluding the executive and bring someone in or a couple of people in to do a proper review and an honest review and see whether we move forward or whether we revert back to some other system.
Well, commiserations, Andrew, but warmest congratulations as well. It's a great privilege to get a team into the grand final. You're only 2 points off getting the Treloar Cup as well, and all the best for 2015 if you manage to survive, wanting to go through all this agony again.